Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's a Wednesday morning, 9:50 Wisconsin time. Overcast. It's, I think, in the 30s today, which is nice because the snow's melting and it was time for some of it to melt because it was getting icy, like on my driveway. Very icy. It's hard to park like that when it's ice. I hope everybody, like I said, is doing well. If you're enjoying vacation or retirement, or if you got that financial freedom and you don't have to worry about or even think about going to work or clocking in. Man, I'm working. That's my goal for me, get that financial freedom. I'm doing well. The house has been quiet. No cases as of yet. My paranormal page, the Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural, now we've got like over 160 followers. Whereas of like a week ago, we were like 149. It just like blew up. To me, that's blowing up. But I was like, wow, what the heck? That's pretty damn cool. Dang cool. So if it's one of you guys, you stop by and like my page, thank you. I thank you very much. So this morning, I am going to do a podcast about people's nightmares. And there's a couple in there that I thought were really good. And I think that's pretty good because I don't know if I've ever done a podcast on nightmares before. I don't believe so. But I thought it was pretty neat. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and give this a try. It just sort of popped in my mind, nightmares. Sometimes I'll get a lead on a story or I'll hear a subject of something, I'm like, well, that'd be cool to research. But then I found these stories. So, I will begin. Okay. The first one is called A Creature in the Basement. When I was 8, I had a recurring dream over a period of months. I once was awake 72 hours because I was too afraid to sleep. The dream is I'm in our basement with my sisters getting something to drink. Suddenly, my sisters' faces started to get weird. Their mouth and noses get really small, and pretty much 90% of the face is their eyes. I start to run upstairs, but a creature grabs my neck and pulls me up. The face was like a normal one, but it had another skin above it. It started to scream like a demon, and I just can't do anything but scream back. My mother said, the first night I screamed 3 hours before I woke up. I hate our basement. That's a good one. Here's one. Gracie's mom was evil. My very first nightmare I can remember was when I was 5. I had a friend named Gracie, and in my dream we were at her house drawing with chalk on her deck. She lived on a cliff, and beneath it, instead of water, it was kind of like the Badlands in The Lion King. Just thickets of thorns stretched out as far as I could see. Well, Grace's mom came out and started yelling at us for drawing on the deck. But the weird thing was, this lady wasn't Grace's mom. She was something evil, and I could tell. It was like she was transforming into something dark and ugly in front of my eyes, but Gracie couldn't see it. Long story short, she finds out that I know she is evil and throws both of us off of the cliff. I hit the bottom and open my eyes and see Gracie with thorns sticking to her. Then the dream ends. Fast forward to second grade. I go into school one day and Gracie isn't there. My teacher told the class that she had drowned while riding her tricycle besides the pool at her house. Gracie's parents fill in the pool, file for divorce, and move. Fast forward 8 years, my younger brother has now been born. My church builds a walking trail through her backyard. My brother is 7 and I am 14. We're walking out of nowhere, he points to her house and says, Gracie says hello. I said, what are you talking about, Cam? He says, the wet girl. I had never told him about Gracie. There you go. Excellent. Excellent. The constant ticking noise. When I was quite young, I had a very specific fever nightmare where I would be lying flat somewhere in the darkness. The clock was ticking continually, louder and louder, until it became overwhelming. All of a sudden, it would stop and there would be a very soft laughter next to my ear. I would wake up instantly and think it was fine until the ticking started again. Creepy. Two creepy dreams. When I was a kid, I had a recurring dream that we were on the Titanic, myself, my mom, and her husband. I knew it was sinking, but they were like, we have to go do grown-up stuff right now. We'll get back to you later. Stay here. And they locked me in a room and took off. It was really clear statement about my emotions regarding my parents, obviously. That sucks, dude. Lock you in the room, and you know, and they know the Titanic's going down. Shoot. Excuse me, a second dream. In my adult life, the worst dream I've ever had was that I was walking through the parking lot of Kmart to my car, and a stranger grabbed my infant daughter and took off with her. It was so upsetting, I actually woke up myself shrieking and crying. I actually took the entire day off from class and did my best to go back to sleep and try to turn the dream around in my favor. Because I couldn't sleep, coping with the weight ended her still being gone. It took me weeks to get over it. That's scary, right? The sky was replaced by a giant eyeball. I once had a nightmare where I was swimming with my family. I dunked my head under the water, and then when I lift my head up out of the water, my family is gone. The sky is black and everything is silent. Then I look back up to the sky and there's a giant eyeball. A huge hand then comes down, grabs a bowl and folds it into a clear box. I started to not be able to breathe because she's trapped in a water-filled box, and I wake up gasping for breath. Scariest dream I've ever had in a while. Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. It's interesting how the mind works, isn't it? When we sleep, you know, where these dreams come from. Is it something you saw on TV before you fell asleep, or something you saw on your phone before you fell asleep, or was it something from a couple days ago? Was it a conversation that your subconscious held on to and just, you know, put it into the dream and said, here you go, deal with it. Brother was viciously stabbed. I often have dreams that involve going on crime sprees with different family members. One night, I dreamt I was out with my brother, robbing places and getting chased by the police. At one point, we were in a store and a policeman stabbed my brother through the bottom of his mouth into his brain with a giant knife. It was so realistic and so detailed. Now, my brother died in 2011, and this is the only dream since his death where I've seen his face. Excuse me. Interesting. I wonder how he died, if that had anything to do with the, you know, if he was injured when he died and that's where that dream came from. I used to do dream researching, like when I'd have really bad dreams about my family or somebody getting hurt in my family or something along those lines. I'd always go online and try to research. And I'm sure a lot of people do that. But to tell you, those definitions, like if you dream of a snake, it means this. If you dream of a jaw, or if you dream of a purple flower, it means this. How do they know that? That's what I want to know. Because, excuse me, a lot of those times, the things that those definitions said, it never happened. So, all right, next one is tentacle around the feet. I dreamt I was laying in my bed. My feet started to itch. Suddenly, they started bubbling like little spots started appearing. The spots grew into pus-filled boils. Then they grew into tentacles. 20 to 30 pus-filled, raw, painful tentacles, each about an inch in diameter on my soles, thrashing and waving around. Okay. Then they suddenly died and began drying out into dead scab tentacles. Ew, I hate the word scab. I hate that word. They went the consistency of burnt wood and then remained on my feet. I woke up with a gasp. I could still feel those tentacles on my feet even about 2 days later. What the heck? I hate that word scab. Yuck. Yucky word. Haunted by a humanoid creature. Now, last week, I started dreaming that I was in an apartment. Everything seemed real, and there were a few cats moving about like cats do. Suddenly, though, one of the cats jumped on the balcony and made me realize that something was off. Or he jumped off the balcony. He just jumped off the balcony. Okay. I walked to the kitchen of this apartment and sat down. Suddenly, a cat jumps onto the chair next to mine, and I turn away, because looking at it feels like looking at the sun. However, it was not bright. Then this cat starts to slowly morphing into a different creature with a messed up, disturbing face. I watch through the corner of my eye while another cat jumps onto the table. I hear a bang outside the window. So I look to the other way and look the other way away from the cats. When I look back, the second cat has morphed into some sort of humanoid creature. I can't see its body, but its face is clear, squarish, pale, complete features, featureless except for two completely black eyes. Suddenly, it feels like the entire world is moving towards me, even though I am still. I wake up in my room. This creature is still there, staring right into my eyes, and I can't move. It's getting closer. I decide to somehow push myself off the bed so that I can wake up from the nightmare. I slowly twitch my way to the edge of the bed while this thing is coming towards me at a steady pace. Then I fall off the edge and black out. I couldn't sleep well for days, scared it would return. Have you ever had recurring dreams? I have. And they always say if you dream something three times, it'll come true. Well, this place that I've dreamt of three different times, I've never seen the house. I've never come close to it. But there's always one place that I dream of the same house every time. It's been a while since I've had it, so maybe reading these will activate that dream again. We'll see. I'll let you know if it does happen, if I get that weird dream again. He stabbed her with a kitchen knife. A short dream, but scary nonetheless. I believe it was my birthday and I had some sort of huge party organized outside in my garden. So I was running around the garden for some reason when I felt like grabbing some birthday cake. I ran to the kitchen and my dad was eating my cake. So I asked him for some. But for some reason, my dad pushed me to the floor and told me the cake was for him. My mom confronted my dad, but before she could really start shouting, he proceeded to grab a rather large kitchen knife and stab my mom right between the eyes, with the knife going all the way through her head. Even though it was a dream, I remember the blood splattered quite vividly. Then I woke up in a cold sweat and was freaked out for weeks. Which I would be too. That's scary. I was going to drown in my own blood. Ew. Worst one that I remember is when I was doped up on something at Loma Linda. I can't pronounce the name of the D-I-L-A-U-D-I-D. Diluted? I was doped up on diluted at Loma Linda. Loma Linda. Is that a crazy place? Is that a hospital? I don't know. I was in a glass box in the middle of the mall with rivets all over my skin and blood pouring out of them. The box is filling up, and I was going to drown in my own blood. And the only thing people did was stop, giggle, and wave, and carry on. Excuse me. Well, obviously, it's the whatever they're doped up on is going to cause those bizarre dreams. Can you imagine if he was awake or she was awake? Sorry, that creaking is me moving. I'm at home doing the podcast because I just don't have the time this morning to go park somewhere and do this. So, and the neighborhood's kind of quiet. I'm taking advantage of it. All right, so there was something in the garage. My family and I are having lunch in the kitchen. It's a pleasant day and the room is well lit and cheery. I noticed a sudden noise in the garage. Everyone else seemed oblivious. And when I tried to bring it up, they all ignored me. My family continues eating while I keep my eye on the door to the garage. Suddenly, the doorknob begins slowly turning. At this point, I'm completely frozen to the chair that I'm sitting in and unable to stop watching. The doorknob turns slowly back and forth, clearly something trying to get out. The dream ends there. I don't know if I am relieved that the door doesn't open or horrified. If anything, the lack of resolution has always filled me with a deep sense of dread. A question on that one. So you're having lunch with your family. It's a pleasant day in the room, so they're indoor, right? So if they're, you would think that whatever it is trying to get in, not get out, right? Somebody was trying to get out. I would think somebody's trying to get into the house, but it's a dream, so who knows, right? You did this to me. I had a high fever and sleep paralysis one night during the summer. I had a dream everyone was crying over a little girl. When I got closer, the little girl was missing half her face. I said, oh, what a shame. When the room suddenly turned gray. And then suddenly, I wake up and the little girl was inches from my face saying, you did this to me. She suddenly aged about 70 years to an elderly woman and jumped on my chest. I couldn't breathe and literally felt like I was burning. It was my first and last experience with sleep paralysis. But Jesus, I pray
every day and never happens again. The only sleep paralysis I've kind of had is where you're in a dream, but you can't open up your eyelids. And you know you're laying in your bed and you are literally, you feel like you're struggling to open up your eyelids, but you cannot for the life of you get them open. And your heart's increasing because the dream that you're dreaming is getting worse and worse. And you're like I am in like a total panic. And then when I can get my eyes open, I am usually crying, breathing heavy, gasping, that kind of thing, just really shaking. It's been a long time since I've had one of those, and I'm hoping this doesn't cause me to have another one, but that's the worst kind where I cannot open my eyes. I've never had the feeling of anything sitting on my chest, like they talk about sleep paralysis in the paranormal field. Nope, I've never experienced that before. Have you? If so, let me know. I'm curious. There's one. My school was bombed. I once dreamt of my school being bombed. I vividly remember the carnage and seeing my friends dead on the ground, but in typical dream fashion. I could not run to anyone to help them. I could just lay there like my body was encased in concrete as I watched my friends dying all around me. That's terrible. This is a weird one. They carved me up like a turkey. I had sleep paralysis about a month ago. I awoke from deep sleep early in the morning to an unfamiliar voice, deep and distorted. I heard more voices and I tried to move but couldn't. I saw a bunch of men approaching me who had no faces but plenty of razor-sharp teeth. They were grinding their teeth and whispering, "Food, food, 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 food." Come closer and closer to the point where I could see what they were holding were knives and forks. They gathered around me and then climbed on top of me and slowly carved me up like a turkey. They ripped my arms and legs off and ate them. Ew. They went headfirst into the rest of my body and tore me apart like a ravenous dog. I then watched them use my fingers, my finger bones as toothpicks. Finally, I broke free of the paralysis and went on to listen to Beethoven for 3 hours to get rid of the thought of being eaten alive. Excuse me. Yep. That can work. Beethoven. It'll calm the mind. That's gross, though. That's a scary ass. Ugh. A monster called the darkness. There's actually this monster that used to appear constantly in my dreams. I call it the darkness. I've never seen the monster's mane before. That made no sense. But it can appear any way it wants to. Usually there are two ways this monster will appear. The monster will at first appear like a normal person in a crowded place, like a mall. I will at first not even realize that it is the darkness, but then things in my dream will change. It will continue to appear more and more in its human form. This is usually when I feel something's not right. Then everything else except for the darkness still in its human form will disappear. Then, keeping in its human form, it will run towards me at extreme fast speeds, and once it reaches me, it will grab me. After that, the dream will end. Okay, that's scary shit right there. This way is more rare, but it is where the monster got its name. I will usually be in some room in my house, and for whatever reason, I will go to another room. The room I enter will be dark, and as soon as I enter, I know what is going to happen. If I try to escape the room, I will just be pulled right back. Things get suspenseful, then I close my eyes. It is a habit for me to do this because I can escape my dreams this way. Then it grabs me and the dream ends. The only detail I've gotten from when it's grabbed me in my true form is that it has extremely long fingers. I don't know what it looks like because, like I said, I close my eyes when it appears. As I've gotten older, the darkness has been appearing less and less. So I can't really describe some details because it's been a long time since it has appeared. That's a good one. That's a scary. That's like a movie right there. Like that one Come Play, kind of. But did you guys watch Come Play like I suggested? It's a really good movie. Very good movie. I think it's out on DVD now. I'm sure it is. That was a good story, though. I like it had a little bit of paranormal twist there. I was an FBI agent who got shot. I have had a lot of dreams where I got shot. The worst I had was the most realistic of the bunch. In the dream, I was an FBI agent who was taking a prisoner to show us where he hid the bodies. It was just him, my partner, and me in a dark red Lincoln Town Car. We're driving down this old dirt road, and the prisoner is in the back talking a lot of nonsense. He's obviously not sane. Excuse me. He is obviously not sane at all, but he has his moments of clarity where he will turn from crazy to sounding like he could teach a college level class. We get to the covered bridge where a small creek and prisoner. All right, that makes no sense. We get to a covered bridge over a small creek and the prisoner goes silent. I stop the car and look into the rearview and see him sitting back there with a scariest looking smile on his face. While looking back, I don't realize that someone has stepped out from behind the wall of the covered bridge holding a very large rifle, similar to an AR-15. He begins shooting, and the first bullet goes straight through the skull of the prisoner. I quickly throw open the door and look over to my partner, who, while reaching for her gun, has been shot multiple times. I pull up my gun and take a few shots at the gunman, and he ducks behind the wall to reload. As he is doing this, I jump into the ditch and ditch on the side of the road and prepare to shoot at him again. Quickly, I turn around and begin to look over the side when all I see is a barrel of the rifle in my face. At this point, the dream, I hear a bang and I wake up with extreme headache and that lasts a while. Weird. Good, but weird. Scary. Long. The end of the world nightmare. The worst nightmare for me would have been the end of the world nightmare, which I have had two iterations of it. In the first, I walk out of my house across the street to visit my grandparents. I look up at the sky and saw streaks of meteors. I turn back to my house and it explodes because a meteor hit it. The second dream was my family and me sitting together in an empty field like a dirt lot. I turned and looked at a mountain in the distance and it basically evaporated in a wall of fire. All of my family members hug and I distinctly remember the burning it felt on my back as I woke up. The end of the world nightmare scared me the most since my family has a history of where dreams come true. I'm drawing a blank, sorry. Where many family members, including me, have had dreams of things sometimes years before they happen. A prophecy. There we go. They have dream. The prophecies, basically. They can dream of something and then it will actually happen, you know, several years down the line. So far, we're good. No meteors hit Earth, although there's been a couple close calls, but it never worked. They usually burn out in the atmosphere prior. Even if we did have a meteor, I think with all the technology that the government has, the military and all that, I'm sure we're good. They'll shoot it down. I won't even go there. Anyways, he tortured me for information. The worst nightmare I've ever had was reoccurring, it was absolutely horrifying. Even after a year and a half, I cannot for the life of me forget the details. I come to and I notice I'm strapped down. My head is pounding. I can feel the blood rushing with every heartbeat. A man with a face shrouded in a shadow and an attire almost as insidious regards me as I attempt to gain control of my consciousness. "Who are you?" I manage to sputter out the words, stammering over my limp jaw. The man laughs and walks forward into the light. I see he's wearing a mask, which is why his face appeared black in the shadows. His voice is full of poison. He says to me, "Who I am doesn't matter. It is you that matters. And when I'm done, you're going to wish that you had never known the things you do." My head is reeling and I can hardly form a coherent thought, let alone a proper response. I attempt to ask another question, but all I utter is total nonsense. The man leaves the room. I lay there, strapped to the table, for an ungodly, insurmountable period of time. As my head clears, I try to keep track of the passing seconds and minutes and hours, but to no availability. Finally, the door creeps open. The man is back, and he has brought company with him. A woman, gagged and tied, is pushed roughly onto the room and falls noisily onto the cold floor. I recognize the face in an instant. She's a friend of mine, albeit not a very close one, but still a friend. The man sets about tying her into a chair and puts her at gunpoint before turning to me. He says, "If you want your friend to live, I have a deal for you. Tell me where it's hidden, and your friends and your family will be released." His cold voice, an emphasis on whatever item it is leading to, is sends up a sinister chill at my back. "Let her go," I shouted in panic. "I have no idea what you're looking for." The man shakes his head and comes out with a psst noise. "That's right, shame. I was hoping we could do this the easy way." Before I can say another word, he pulls the trigger and my friend goes limp. I scream out in fear and anger as the man leaves the room again. Time and time again, he comes and goes. His torture methods quite ingenious. I watch friends and family alike fall to his cruel punishment, be it by gun or electricity, bleeding out, or poison. And all the while, I am forced to sit there watching. Closing my eyes didn't black out the sound of my sister screaming, the iron scent of blood in the air. There's nothing I can do to help her. I haven't a clue what he wants from me. One day, the man has a different air about him. By this point, weeks have passed and I've lost almost everyone I care about. On a brink of insanity as well. And beyond the point of words and coherent emotion. I become all but unresponsive to his methods, preferring to suffer in silence. But this time, he's got something else planned. He binds me in a position with my arms outstretched. Only my fingers are able to move. He puts a gun in my hand and in front of me. With the barrel of the gun pressed to her forehead is my dear, darling mother, tears glistening on her cheeks. Aww. I let out a small whimper of pain and the man laughs his cold laugh. "This is your last chance. If you do not tell me where it is, your friends and family will all be dead and you'll return to the outside world with knowing that this is what you caused, that you are the one who caused their suffering." "I don't know anything. I've told you," I plead desperately. The man turns towards me for the last time. "I've had enough of this. You will not tell me, and so you will be the one to end their life." A jolt of electricity shoots through my arm and I pull the trigger. Wow, that's a long-ass dream. It's a good one, but Jesus. I wonder how she woke up after that one. Wow. Chased by zombies. Oh, my favorite. Kidding. Not kidding. I'm kidding. I don't like zombies. I'm learning, but I don't like them still. In this dream, I was married, but I was a husband. I'm actually a female. My wife was dying. I don't know why or how, but she was in my car parked in the street somewhere in the next neighborhood and was dead or dying. I didn't do it. I didn't kill her, but people were going to think it was my fault because she was in the car. So I left her there in the car after I found her there because she was starting to decompose, but almost somehow was still barely alive. When she looked at me, it was like a zombie-like. What's a zombie look like? I mean, what's the zombie, you know what I'm saying? What does a zombie look like? Look like. I don't know. I've never seen a zombie in person. Sorry. And everything was dark. Even my headlights of a different car were too dull to see well. And the rot from her decayed body was following me around, slowly creeping onto everything I saw. I started bleeding out of my nose and I ran home. Most of the house was dark and the rot was there. Black gunk and maggots and decay. I had just a small bag, a pillow, and a dull flashlight running out of batteries. I wanted to sleep so I could ignore all this crazy, scary stuff and forget about the rot until the sun came up and gave me a new day to begin. I went to the couch in a clean room to try to sleep, but I had a feeling the rot would find me there anyway and creep in. I turned off the dying flashlight and closed my eyes. Then I woke up. I'll talk about zombies in a moment. The goat was screaming for help. I don't like that. Some friends and I were caving and swimming in a cave pool when I heard this bloody crow scream, "Help me!" from somewhere across the cave. I walked towards the noise and found a goat with a demented human face, and it just screamed, "Help me!" in this pain-stricken voice I can't even begin to describe. Then I woke up. Okay. Gargoyle hanging from the ceiling fan. Alrighty. In an instance of sleep paralysis, I woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat and looked up to see a gargoyle-like demon hanging from my fan. It had blood-red eyes, and all I could see was its fleshy wings. It just hung there, staring at me, and I was panicked, unable to move. And that's sleep paralysis. It grabbed his face. I swear this wasn't a nightmare, but I watched so many messed up things, it probably was. My bed was a twin, and I sat up against the wall. One night, I was laying in bed, and it all of a sudden, the TV goes from whatever I was watching to black, like it just turned off. So I hit the button on the remote, and I do so, and the TV went straight to static. I had never done this before, and it was new, so there had to have been something wrong, right? I ended up falling asleep, but woke up with this immense pressure on my chest. I'm looking at the wall, and something is grabbing my face, slowly turning it as to face the ceiling. Like it's like he's laying on his side, and it turns his head to face the ceiling. There's a black figure with the face of a some type of mask that smiled. But I could see the whites of his eyes staring at me and this drawn-on, terrifying smile. I tried to scream, but it puts its finger on my lips and whispers, "Shh." Then I pass out from fright, and I wake up, and I ran to my mom's room. She told me it was just a nightmare, but who knows? Just typing this gives me the chills. It's probably not too scary for the reader, but it really, really was for me. That's a good one. Kind of like sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis will do that to you. Like I've mentioned, it can really mess you up. Sleep paralysis, it's really good for that. So for me, for zombies, I'm not a big zombie person. I don't watch any of those Dead by Dawns and all those. I just can't get into them. But when I game, because I mentioned to you guys, I game on Twitch. And it's Patty in Wisconsin on Twitch, if you're curious. I play Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, things like that. Not Warzone. I don't like Warzone. But they have a zombie game. A zombie map. And oh my god. I played it last night. Oh my god. I mean, it's not really scary until they start to... Because the more zombies you kill, then they start to like respawn. And the more zombies you kill, more and more start to come. Then they got these weird demon dogs. Like, I don't know what they are. Hyenas. And you got to shoot everything. And then you get... points and stuff, but oh, I died. Well, I almost died a couple times, but me and this other person, I was playing it, he kept reviving me and I felt bad. I'm like, I'm dying again, I'm bleeding out. Comes and saves my ass like 5 or 6 times, and then finally, well, not finally, there's so many zombies we can't keep up with it, and then he ends up bleeding out, and I end up bleeding out, so we're laying side by side, because you can scoot, and you have a pistol you can shoot him with. But eventually you're going to die because there's no one else to save you because it's just him and I playing. And then we eventually just bled out together and the game was over. But that can get kind of stressful because they just don't stop. I mean, they're just coming. And then that noise that they put in there, their noise of a zombie is like that. I can't mimic it even if I wanted to. But in that, yeah, I'm not into zombies. I don't know, man. So I don't do any zombie podcasts because if I find a real story about a real zombie that nobody's seen in the news like that. I'm sure a couple years ago, everyone saw that one story of that lady that I was reading. She came back as a zombie. And so I'm not going to read that because a lot of people already know about that one. So that was this podcast on nightmares. And I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you for new followers, original followers. If you have any comments, you can email me at pattyinwi@gmail.com. If you have any stories you want me to share, please do so. I've been doing this for a couple years now, believe it or not. It's flown by, but I still enjoy doing it. I get a kick out of it. I hope you guys do too, and you get a kick out of it, and you get a laugh here and there. I did notice that my male to female ratio has changed. Before it was like, 50? Well, no, it was like in the high 40% was all female. Now the males are catching up, so it's almost like a 40 to 40 mix of males. So I've got more male listeners now. So I thank you all you gentlemen for listening and all you ladies for listening and all you children who, if there's children listening, I have no idea, but thank you so much. And it's, United States, Australia, France, Canada. And I think those are the only states that the big ones, obviously the US states, and there's, France, Canada, and Australia, small percentages, but still cool either way. So again, you guys have any stories, man, feel free to email me, pattyinwi@gmail.com, to live email box. I check it every day. And then, or you can follow me on Facebook, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. That is my paranormal team. You can Facebook me on there, message me, like our page, give us a like. I'd really appreciate it. I wanted to back up a little bit. That one story about Gracie, I liked that one the best because at the end, it turned to paranormal twist. The way his
his brother saw the spirit of Gracie, and he never told his brother about Gracie. I thought that was absolutely awesome. So, I'm really proud of these nightmares that I found. And I don't remember doing a podcast on this. So, it is Wednesday, middle of the week, Yahoo. I'm thinking to do another podcast this Saturday. I have time, nothing going on again, which I absolutely love. I just have to find a different subject. I may do more nightmares, but then I don't want to burn you guys out on it. So if you have any ideas before this Saturday, please email me with something, a subject, pattyinwi@gmail.com. My email doesn't block anybody. It doesn't throw you to spam, or if just in the subject field, put in podcast, okay? If you really want me to research a subject or something in the subject of the email that you send to me, put down podcast. And none of this is shared on my Facebook page. This podcast is something of my own. My husband doesn't even know I have it. Since I can't go on cases all the time, I like to find what I feel are really good stories, and I want to share them with people because not everybody I know likes this kind of thing. So that's why I do the podcast. So, and then building up my YouTube channel. I think it's True Paranormal Experiences for right now. I'm going to work on that. Kind of like this. I don't know if I have my face on it. I'm thinking, like I said in the last podcast, that maybe I can go to a cemetery and actually do a lot of YouTube, but reading stories from the cemetery, but, you know, pointing at a grave, obviously the backside, because you don't want to offend anybody's name, so on and so forth. Something like that. But sadly, I have to wait until April to do that. That's when our weather gets better here. So thank you guys for taking about 37 minutes out of your day to listen to me. I really appreciate this. If you have any questions, man, I'm telling you, contact me. I don't bite much, often, anymore. That's my evil laugh. All right, you guys. Again, thank you so much. Have yourself a great week. That's almost over, and I will see you soon. Otherwise, this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.